So staying on the topic of tax, agenda paper 4.
Yes. Good morning, everyone. Agenda paper 4. In October 2015, the committee published a draft interpretation on uncertainty over income tax treatments. 61 comment letters were received. The feedback on the interpretation was summarized in the July 2016 meeting and discussed in more detail in September. At this meeting, we will confirm the due process steps taken in developing the interpretation and will ask whether you agree with the proposed effective date and give permission to start the balloting process. First, in considering due process, we note that the committee decided to make a number of clarifications to the proposals in the draft interpretation. However, those clarifications do not include substantial changes, and thus we do not propose to re-expose the interpretation. Appendix A to the paper summarizes the due process steps taken. We note that all due process steps required to date have been completed. The draft interpretation did not propose an effective date. We think that a period of 12 months between issuing the interpretation and the mandatory effective date would give preparers sufficient time to prepare for the new requirements. Given that we expect to issue the interpretation in Q2 2017, we are recommending an effective date of 1 January 2019 with earlier application permitted. So with that, I turn to the questions for the committee on page 5 of agenda paper 4 and ask, number 1, whether you agree not to re-expose the proposals in the interpretation. Number 2, whether you agree that all due process requirements have been met and thus give permission to begin the balloting process. Number 3, whether any member plans to object to issuing the interpretation. And number 4, whether you agree with an effective date of 1 January 2019 with earlier application permitted.
Okay, so in terms of how we take that, does anybody have any comments they want to make before we just move to the votes?
Bonnie. Just one. I agree with everything and I intend to support. I do reiterate my disagreement with the measurement piece of it, particularly for those in a dual gap environment, US gap IFRS. But notwithstanding that, I do intend to support the interpretation.
Thank you. Okay, with that, I'll move on to vote. So we may as well take the questions one by one. Firstly, does the committee agree with the recommendation not to re-expose the interpretation? Mikhail?
I agree.
So all agree. Does the committee agree that the due process requirements have been met and so we can begin the balloting process for the interpretation? Okay. One agrees. Does any interpretation committee member plan to object to the board issuing this interpretation? Mikhail? So no. And finally, does the committee agree with the staff's recommendation of an effective date of the 1st of January 2019 with early application permitted? Okay. Mikhail, do you agree with the effective date?